My name is Roger Casali. I'm the founder and Secretary General of New Europeans. It's a European civil rights organization, and we're based in Brussels and in London. And I was asked to talk about the Green Card for Europe, which is our proposal to ring-fence the rights and the status of EU 27 citizens in the UK and British citizens in the EU. And the way this would work, just very briefly, is that we say that the European Commission should compile a register of everybody who is whose lives have been in limbo for 3 years, thrown into the air because they have no certainty about what will happen to them in the future. They made their life choices based on the notion that European citizenship was a fundamental status. Well, we'll see about that. And that freedom of movement meant something. Well, we'll see about that. The British government is going to give unilateral guarantees to EU27 citizens in the UK if Britain leaves without a deal. British citizens in the EU will be reliant on the generosity of individual member states. Once they've got the residency rights secured and all of the things that we heard from Jerry Woop earlier on that were discussed here with British citizens, they need a green card for Europe, because the European Parliament pledged in 2017 that it would not allow a situation to arise in which British citizens who are already in the UK, in the EU, will lose their freedom of movement rights. To give British citizens a green card, they would maintain their freedom of movement rights. It would guarantee their freedom of movement rights. This is a prototype that we produced, show you what it might look like. And EU 27 citizens in the UK need it because it will give them a physical proof of status. And I'm very happy to speak to anybody afterwards if they'd like to know any more details. So that's a tick in that box, because I was asked to present this proposal of ours, and it's called the Green Card, for an EU Green Card. It's under consideration by the European Parliament, and it will come back to it in the next Parliament. We had a hearing on Monday with the Constitutional Affairs Committee, and I'm reasonably optimistic that we can actually achieve this. And I think once the European Union's got an instrument like a Green Card, it can then think about whether it wants to give it to other groups of people. My secret dream is that this will one day be in the hands of a refugee from Syria, third country nationals, that will have their rights. But don't tell anybody that, because otherwise this will get shot down in flames before it even gets to first base. And first base is to introduce it for this vulnerable group of people, who we must look at as one group of people, not two groups of people, whose rights are to be traded off once against the other, which is absolutely scandalous and shameful situation that's been allowed to arise. One group of people who are left in a vulnerable situation because of this terrible thing called Brexit. And the European Union has a fantastic opportunity to show the world that it is a champion of human rights by protecting the rights of these people by issuing a green card for Europe. You asked one policy thing and a democratic thing, because I'm very pleased to be here with all the wonderful people in this room. And you know, I can only add to what Ulrika said about Marta and Veronica and so on. And the only thing I would add is, as well as my thanks, is Marta's Twitter handle is @MartaLempart. You know, and if you wake up in the middle of the night worried about what's happening with Marta, which we should do, especially after we've heard what's happened today, because Marta is fighting for us, for all of us. You know, that's our fight that Marta's fighting, not just hers. Please follow, you know, let's follow each other on Twitter. Let's share a little bit of solidarity, a little bit of love for each other, and a little bit of support, especially for those who are on the front line of this war for freedom that Marta so eloquently told us about. Let me just be very brief. I want to respond especially to Ulrika. I think that I did say, Daniel, don't sell me to the crowd as a Brit. I'm a European. I used to live in Berlin. I lived in Berlin. I was living in Berlin when the Berlin Wall came down. I never thought I'd see a Berlin Wall going up again, which is what's happening with Brexit. And I live in Italy now. But if you ask me where I want to live in the future, I would say I want to live in a Europe of the citizens. That's a Europe of diversity, of equality, of social justice, anchored in human rights. Those are not my words, those are the words of Albert Camus, who talked about his vision of Europe, 1950s. Last year, on the 1st of November 2018, we celebrated the 25th anniversary of the Treaty of Maastricht coming into effect. Not when it was signed, when it came into effect. That was a day that we became citizens of Europe. What does it mean to be a citizen of Europe? What does it mean to have a Europe of the citizens? I often talk about Europe 1, Europe 2, and Europe 3. I think we need to think about what kind of Europe we're talking about. What do I mean by Europe 1? I mean the Europe that's a union of nations. Remember Maastricht? Union of nations, a union of states, union of markets, union of citizens. Europe 1. I think Europe 1 has given us peace. Europe 1 is very stable. Europe 1 is the creation of the founding fathers. Europe 1 is very robust. It's existential for us. We have to live in peace. Europe 2 is what we created with the single market and with the Maastricht Treaty. Europe 2 is the union of markets and monies. Europe 2 is contested. And we've heard why Europe 2 is contested this evening. Europe 2 is in danger because of all the things that my other panelists have talked about. We also have Europe 3. Maastricht talked about Europe 3. Maastricht talked about Europe as a transnational representative democracy. Maastricht talked about Europe, union of the citizens. We are the citizens. And if you think that we don't live in a Europe of the citizens, and I think we are living in a Europe of the citizens, but it's a nightmare vision of Europe of the citizens, and we need to be more at the other utopia end of the spectrum, closer to what Ulrika is talking about, even if it's what she actually means is still some way off. Who was it who did Brexit? Who was it? Was that? I mean, I know that we think it was Putin and Facebook and so on. The people who manipulate feelings in an illegal way need to end up in prison, and that will be looked into. But you're still left with 70 million people who feel the way they do. And there's a reason for that. I'm not saying their feelings weren't manipulated. I'm just saying that their feelings are real. The people who did Brexit were the 17.4 million people who voted to leave. That's what I mean by Europe of the citizens. Look at France, the Gilets Jaunes. These are citizens. The citizens have found their voice, they've found the power that they have in their hands, and it's been used in a very, very destructive way. So what can we do in civil society to actually turn that energy in a more positive direction, to make a reality of Europe of the citizens? And I think a little bit of the art, well, first of all, we have to have a Europe that guarantees our rights. We can't say we live in a Europe of the citizens when we've got Marta having to jump over the garden wall, running away from the police with her life in danger because she wants something as simple as the right to women in Poland to have an abortion. That's not a Europe of the citizens. That fails the Europe of the citizens test big time. But I see elements of hope in what we heard from Jerry this evening, because I see Europe of the citizen happening at a local level, much closer to where people live. Because the implementation of policy, exactly what you were talking about, when you get down to the nitty-gritty, but the things that really matter to people in their day-to-day lives, their rights as consumers, the environment, transport, this is happening at a local level. So we need to make a reality of Europe of the citizens. And we all have a role to play in that. But I think it's something worth, it may be somewhat distant still, but it's certainly still worth fighting for. And that's what we seek to do also with our new movement of new Europeans. And I'm very proud to be in this room, this circle of people, and to be working alongside you towards that aim. Thank you very much.